Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hi, I'm Paul.
And I'm Stephen.
And welcome to Villa Capelli. This is our first ever podcast, and we're coming to you live, even though when you hear it, we won't be live, but now we are.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about our home here?
Okay. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because we like living here in southern Italy. We're in the region of Italy called Puglia, although most Americans pronounce it Puglia, but it's Puglia. We live near Bari, which is the capital of Puglia. But yeah, we moved here permanently 2.5, 3 years ago. Bought the place 12 years ago now. Wow. We've been rebuilding it ever since, and we're still rebuilding it. It's still an ongoing process.
And that's what this podcast is going to be all about. It's basically our lives here, what we've learned, the topics we experience, from food to construction to hosting guests, which is basically our daily lives.
And to how weird Italians can be and how messed up Italian laws are.
And how much fun the culture can be, even though it's messed up.
Right. So Stephen will always be the really nice guy on this podcast. I'm always going to be the cynical twit. Yes. Who just has no patience for anything.
And it's true in real life as well. Why don't you tell the people a little about yourself? Give them the Reader's Digest version.
I was born in the middle of the 20th century. I won't give the exact date. But so that makes me really old. I'm like from last century. I was born in Italy, but not here. My mother's from this town. I was born in Pisa, which is in Tuscany. Maybe most of you knew that, you know, Leaning Tower of Pisa and all that good stuff. I moved to the States when I was 7 years old, moved to Boston, grew up in Dorchester. Then when I was 18, I went to college just outside of New York City. I joined a monastery, spent 3 years in the monastery. I was a bartender. I got married. I have 3 kids. And now Stephen is my partner. Nah, 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 nah.
Shh. And your life after, or what were you doing for work? You can go into that a little bit.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. I was in advertising for most of my adult life, about 35 years, probably maybe even more. I'm one of those guys that started in the mailroom, worked my way up, slept my way to the middle, and then eventually started my own agency. I worked on big brands like Coca-Cola and General Electric and JetBlue and GoDaddy and all that good stuff, but we'll get into that some other time. I hate talking about me, so why don't you talk about me for a while, Stephen?
No, I have nothing to say about you. I'll talk about myself. Myself, I grew up in a small Texas town, a population of 3,763. Moved away from there when I graduated high school to go to the University of Texas. My first class in university was larger than my entire high school, and my dorm was larger than my entire town, so it was a big adjustment. But after that, I moved to the big old city of New York, made a go in advertising as well. Shortly after moving there, met the guy on the other side of the mic over there, Paul. So I've been together for a while. And recently, I guess I worked at a lot of different agencies. My last job was working actually for Every Day with Rachel Ray and Taste of Home magazines. So my background, a little bit with food. And after that, we just kind of said, screw New York. We're tired of the city and we want to move to the gorgeous Italy and make a go of it. So that's kind of what we've decided to do.
The reason that Stephen doesn't say how long we've been together is because he never remembers and we fight about it. I think it's 20 years. He thinks it's 19.
No, it's not. It's 19.
See, told you.
It's not 20 yet. What year is this? 2015, correct?
Yes,
it is. It is not. We're coming up on 20.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we're coming to our 20th year.
We're in our 20th year.
We're on 19 whatever. whatever that, you know,
19 and change?
Yes.
That means we finished 19 years, we're going on 20.
We're going to be 20.
Okay.
20
anyway. So, what we do here on a day-to-day basis, basically, is we, in the summer, we run the place as a rental property where people can come in and rent the entire villa. We now sleep 20 people comfortably, soon to be 22. In the off-season, we rent out sort of as a bed and breakfast kind of deal. We're also right now in the process of building a restaurant next door. So that's a major project, like to the tune of a lot of money.
Major,
with a, you know, professional industrial kitchen and all this cool stuff.
So we'll have cooking classes.
Right. We run bike tours out of here. Like Stephen said, we'll be doing cooking classes, cuisine tours, enogastronomic tours. We make our own wine. We make our own olive oil. We make all sorts of jams and jellies and all sorts of liquor. I can make liquor from anything. Leave your dirty socks and I'll turn it into a liquor.
And all the stuff besides the liquor, which we currently do not sell in the U.S., but a lot of the other products we do actually sell in the U.S., so that's part of our MO a little bit. But
The house here is situated right on the Appian Way. It's not the ancient Appian Way, which was built in 350 BC. This is Emperor Trajan's Appian Way, which was built in around 110 to 115 AD. So it's about a 500-year difference, but we're still talking about a street that has been here for almost 2,000 years. The house, no one can actually date the exact when it was started, but it's been added on from probably the 1100s all the way till the 1700s, and now, of course, we're fixing up in the year 2000.
And I know some of the subjects we're going to be talking about besides, I think the first episode we are going to give you guys, I'm going to kind of interview Paul and let him talk about how he found the villa and why he decided to do this, adventure. But we'll also be talking about, like I said, we make the food products, so we'll be talking something close to our hearts a lot is olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's our big main, product slash love slash passion. And it's very, hopefully we can give you guys a little bit of an education on that whole world, which is a very interesting world that we've kind of learned about as we brought this place and have, started producing olive oil, made right here along the shoulders of the Appian Way, as Paul said. We do love hosting, so that's one reason we love having visitors here and having, the guests that we do, and there's always an adventure. We'll leave out names to protect the innocent and guilty, I guess.
But we will post pictures every once in a while.
Yes. Oh, yes. In the show notes, we'll always have any of the links or stuff that we're talking about, any kind of more details that we need to. So,
Yeah, just like a real podcast.
Exactly. So if you're driving along in the car, you don't have to worry about it, especially if there's a recipe. But most of our recipes actually are very, very, I'll call them very typical Italian, which is very simple. It's about using great fresh ingredients, and that's really what it's about.
It's what they used to call peasant food, I guess. A lot of people still do. But it's that peasant food that most restaurants now, especially in the States, sell you for a gazillion dollars a plate, whereas here it's still pennies to the pound.
Well, that's what calamari was, no?
Exactly. I mean, nobody ate calamari 30 years ago, 35 years ago. Everyone thought it was bait. Now you can't walk into a pizzeria or any kind of restaurant that doesn't have fried calamari or broccoli rabe.
Yes.
Who the hell ever ate broccoli rabe?
Well, you have to tell them about
it. It's too bitter.
Tell them about your grandmother's nickname.
Oh, my grandmother's nickname. Well, the family nickname. My grandmother and great-grandmother were, in local dialect, La Chichod, which means the suckers, the drinkers. My grandmother lived to 101, and I think a lot of it was thanks to her breakfast of champions, which was raw fish, mostly little sardines, and red wine for breakfast. Yeah, baby.
Well, and I'm sure it was back then. The fish was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And like today.
Yep.
And the wine was probably cleaner than the water.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and a lot more fun to drink.
Exactly.
So, yeah, those are the, you know, things that we'll start talking about. But, you know, once you get to know me a little bit better on this podcast, you'll see that I can be a nasty little jerk when I want to be.
I'll attest to that.
Especially about local things that happened and the Italian way of life and how it's so difficult for us to wrap our heads around certain things they do. I mean, the bureaucracy here is mind-boggling.
And so that's going to be a little bit about what our podcast is going to cover. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have, in this initial launch, we're going to have two episodes of per week for the first 4 weeks in our big old launch. And then after that, we're going to scale it back down to once a week. And we hope you join us here all the time on Living Villa Capelli. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.